Transmission.
And that's local time. It's 1930 UTC where you live, and that means it's time once again for the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm going to steer it into the ground. And I've got some good news. Yesterday I went to that bar in my neighborhood to eat my Sunday hamburger. I almost didn't go because, as you know, yesterday was some kind of football game. And I was afraid, oh, maybe the bar will be packed. But when we got there, there was only one other person there. So, where was I going with this? Oh, yes, the good news. The good news is they've started using the good pickles again. That's right. If you remember last week, they had the kind of pickles that I don't like. But once again, this week, they have resumed using the correct pickles. So, congratulations for them. Also, in the more good news from yesterday department, I managed to watch the Kitten Bowl a couple of times, and even though they didn't have any ragdolls or tonks, my favorite types of cats, it was still pretty good. I forget the final score. I'm not watching it for the points. I hope you watched it. It was pretty good. And then, when I got bored, I turned over to the Puppy Bowl, and I watched some of the Puppy Bowl, which was pretty boring until they got to the Kitty Halftime Show, and I liked that Kitty Halftime Show quite a bit. So that was worthwhile. That was a worthwhile usage of my very valuable time. Also, it got up to almost 50 degrees again, which made half of the snow melt, but it's also very windy, so I really couldn't go outside and play. Oh, I'm really, really looking forward to the snow being gone so we can go out and do shows outdoors, because let's face it, the Looking for Dudes shows episodes of Dubious Goals Committee are a hell of a lot better than Tobe's sitting around indoors Dubious Goals Committee shows. Starting to get some cabin fever up in here. And in hygiene news, I just shaved, and I have not achieved shaving satisfaction. Oh, in other words, I feel greatly dissatisfied, and I'm going to have to blame it on the shaving cream. You got to understand that this is now the second shave with this shaving cream, and I feel like it fails to meet expectations. Here's what happened. I was in the store. When was this? A week ago? When I remembered, oh, that's right, I need some shaving cream. And so I went over to the aisle in which they have the shaving cream, only to find that not only do they not carry my brand, they don't carry the specific kind from my brand. And I'm not going to mention any brands or model numbers because nobody's sending me any free shaving cream, and so I'm not going to advertise these products. But my regular shaving cream I've been using for I don't know how many years now, at least two decades, and it's good. It has dimethylcone, whatever that is, and I like the color. It's blue, and I like the smell. It doesn't smell like man perfume. And it's good stuff. And if you want a hint as to what brand it is, I'll just say this. Wesley Snipes character in Tu Wong Fu. Now, when I was in the store and couldn't find my shaving cream, I was standing there looking at all the other shaving creams and thinking, you know, there's a blizzard outside. I don't want to have to try to drive around to four or five different stores just to find my shaving cream. I really need to shave. And so I should just buy some other brand. And I did. A very common and well-known brand. And, oh, it had all of the same features as the stuff I normally use, but I don't like the smell. It's too manly in that manly man smell way. I'm not interested in attracting men, so I don't really feel like I need to smell like a man. And I don't like the way it smells. I don't like the way it shaves. And this is generally a failure. Now I'm so angry about it, I might have to go out and go around to 8 different stores just to find the good stuff. I don't know though, that seems like a lot of effort. And you know me, as a Taoist, I'm a very path of least resistance kind of guy. The only good experience of shaving that I had today was when it came time to splash on my, quote, aftershave, end quote. Because as you'll remember, I use pure, well, 91% anyway, isopropyl alcohol. Woo-wee. It's good for you. As long as you don't drink it. Oh, I love isopropyl alcohol so much. It's a great solvent. It's a great fuel. It's a great aftershave. Gosh. What can't isopropyl alcohol do? Yes, you are Hello Kitty, and the best part about being Hello Kitty is... I wouldn't know, because I'm not in fact Hello Kitty. But you know what the best part of today is? That's right, today is the first day of the new year, my new year, the Lunar New Year, and the Year of the Monkey. That's right, and as you probably know, I am a monkey. I was born in the year of the monkey, and I was born in a very special year of the monkey. And you're going to be hard-pressed to convince me that I'm not the reincarnation of Sun Wukong himself. I'm going to have a lot of fun this year, in the year of the monkey. I'm going to get up to some straight-up monkey business, you can be damn sure. But more importantly, tonight, I'm going to get up to some monkey fireworks business. It's Lunar New Year. I've got to light a bunch of fireworks. I've got a whole load of rockets down in the basement ready to go. Ready to rock, so to speak. You know me. I am always looking for an excuse to light fireworks. And I do love the Lunar New Year so much. Oh. And, you know, that reminds me. The other day, I got another idea for a funny firework. And I don't know what to call it. And I haven't made any yet. But, yeah, I can't remember. Am I supposed to be talking about fireworks on this show or not? Is this the Dubious Fireworks Show? No. Anyway, my basic idea for my new firework is that it will be like a mega happiness. If you're not familiar with a happiness fountain, it's one of the greatest fireworks ever invented because it encompasses just about every sub-discipline of fireworks. And it's a small deal. It's so, you know, a couple centimeters in diameter and a couple centimeters tall. You light it and it whistles. It goes whee! And while it's whistling and howling, it's also a fountain. It shoots up sparks, and there's two different patterns of sparks that goes through, and this all happens in about 4 seconds. And then when the whistle burns through, the whole thing just sort of goes, boom, and it flower pots, and a bunch of red and green stars come flying out, and then a bunch of reports go off. And that's all there is to it. But it is awesome. It covers all the bases. It covers stars, reports, fountains, and whistles. Wow, you know, geez, what more can you ask for? So what I want to do is I want to build like a giant version of that. One that has many whistles and goes for a while. And then when it goes boom, it throws up a lot of stars, like big ones, not these tiny 1/8-inch stars that normally shoot out. I'm talking like 3/8-inch stars. Boom! Big, shiny, flashing zippers. And then, of course, I would throw in some good reports. inch and a half reports, not those 3/8 little suckers that they have in happiness fountains. All right, so basically what I want to do is I just want to scale one of these tiny things up so it's worth watching and lasts more than 5 seconds. You know, I'm imagining that mine will go for 30 seconds or thereabouts. And as I just sit here pontificating upon fireworks that I should build, I realize that, geez, we're a week into February already. It's time for me to start building fireworks for the season. I gotta get in gear. I think I've got all my materials. I'll have to go down and do an inventory. I've got plenty of Visco. I got flying fish Visco. I got falling leaves Visco. I've got electric blue Visco. I've got fast Visco. I've got slow Visco. I've got waterproof Visco. I've got all the Visco that you can possibly imagine. And then some. I got plenty of black powder. I know I've got at least a pound of 2FG sitting in the basement. And I know I've got plenty of glue. And I know I've got plenty of craft paper, so it's time to start building. I gotta make a whole bunch of flower pots, and I need to make at least one baby hailstorm. That's one of my signature fireworks, the baby hailstorm. It's fun. It's loud. Oh, that's what we should do. We should do fireworks inventory, or at least fireworks supply inventory. All that stuff's down in my basement. So, maybe we'll have to go down there. Yeah, I think we will. Okay, so, while I'm trying to figure out how to move all of this equipment into the basement so I can do the show down there, why don't you listen to some of this?
You know what I mean? You can always blame it on the very thought of you.
See, I knew it was
gonna. And I forget to do.
Man. Let's go. Better take them both right here. Right here.
Oh, yes.
Keep this left hand up.
Let's go right here, me.
Okay, combine the two. Start with this hand. Here we go. Here.
Hey,
mind you, OJ. You guys, this is not gonna cut it. Come on, this hand ready. Let's go. Boom.
What is going here is just getting the flood flowing.
That's it. That's it. Keep that hand right on the chin. Easy.
Now get used to this. This is just to kind of get that blood flowing, right?
That's it. Just hold her nice and still. That's it. Bring her down hard. Let's see that jam. Let's go.
We're just trying to get the blood flowing.
Exactly. That's it. Feel the lats, feel the shoulder. Good.
That's the whole point of this, son.
That's it.
Get the blood flowing.
Exactly it. Just pull her back real tight. Here. Into the side of the ribcage. Every time. Let's go. Here.
Come on, Elijah.
Way up on the toes. Whoa.
Yeah, Elijah line, right?
Whoa. Let's do it again.
Yes.
Hard now.
Whoosh.
Okay.
Get that blood flowing, huh?
Yeah. Let's go right into the back. Ready? Here. And down. That's it.
Whoa. Yes.
Oh, I need it harder. Let's go. Very nice.
I'm just trying to get some blood flowing, huh?
And let's give her a turn.
All right.
Again, OJ.
Hey.
Good. Give right the spark.
Hold it. Yeah.
Okay, let's hold her right here. Let's take a walk.
I love it. Think how good I'm gonna feel tomorrow. Huh?
Wrong. You know what? I wasn't going to tell him, but I'm going to tell him. And you know what? You have a lot ahead of you. Head down.
No problem. No shame, man. This old heart of mine been broken 1,000 times. I'm still singing, you know?
I'm going to put a stop to that. Hands up.
Whoa.
Just like that. Real simple. Hands up, man.
But if you look at it, I'm beginning to sweat a little bit here, you know?
Now, hands up. Both arms. Now, OJ, I'm warning you. You come near me, man.
Hey.
Just take a nice, simple walk.
I got one to take that little knee problem.
Let's get moving here.
I guess I'll hear it when it hits the networks, huh? On the count. 1, 2, 3. Hi.
Eddie, tell them like it is.
Hey, I'm Eddie Idol.
Yeah.
And this is my band.
Yeah.
All right. You know, us guys, we're sitting pretty up here right now on the top of the current scene for one pretty good reason, I guess. We take Mertz. You know, I guess whether it's an important decision about album graphics or the current lyrics for some music we've just written, or just trying to make our limo doorbell safe from transient peaks, I guess they're the only decisions we've got. So, I guess you know we're gonna make the most of them. We want our minds made up fast, right, guys?
You bet. Yeah.
And Mertz makes up our minds faster, more completely than any other mental supplement ever could, if there were any. So, hey, listen to me. Try Mertz, huh? It's all there is. Best of all, Mertz works.
That's all.
Come on, guys. Let's do one more.
Okay, Eddie.
All right. That's right. Come in.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.
All right. Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman and chief fireworks lighter. And we are now down in my basement. You can tell just by looking at the floor, at that beautiful gray latex paint. I can feel it peeling off and sticking to my feet as I stand here. Anyway, we're down in the basement right now so that we can do an inventory of all of my fireworks materials. What is in this bag? I have found a bag. I'm not sure if I remember exactly what's in here. I'm gonna unzip it. Oh yes, we can leave that stuff right up here. All right, so we're on the top shelf, and how are we doing on red gum? Chunky style. Yes, the label actually says that. Number CH8231 from my firework supply company. Oh, we got plenty. There's still, a little bit less than a kilo in there. Call it 2 pounds, so that's plenty. Let's check powder. All right, how are we doing on 2FG black powder? Oh, got plenty. Pretty much a whole can. How are we doing on 4FG black powder? Oh, we're a little bit low on 4FG, so put that on the list. Got to get some 4FG. All right, and how are we doing on Visco? Yeah, I don't even have to look. Here's a bag. I know there's at least 35 feet of the 3/16 diameter green Visco in there. Here's my big Visco. Gotta move that over to the side. Okay. We got plenty of Visco. Well over a mile of Visco. That's good to know. What's in this box? Ah, this is my Easter eggs. Plenty of Easter eggs. Plenty of other little tubes. Okay, and that can go over here for now. All right, now what's in this big white box? I already know what's in this big white box. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 white sky lanterns. Oh, and here's some news. Guess what my Nebraska government is voting on today? Whether or not to ban these. And I've got a box of 10 right here. And next to the box of 10 white ones is a box, one case, assorted colors, fire lanterns or sky lanterns. And I know I've only used about 5 out of there, so there's at least 30 left. That's plenty. We're not gonna need any of those for a while. Plus, I think my dad's got a couple of cases at home. All right, let's take a look over here. We got 1, 2 dozen exploding comet rockets, the 4 ounce, that's enough. We've got 1 dozen 4 ounce three peats. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 6 times 8 is 48. We got 4 dozen miscellaneous 4-ounce rockets, including but not limited to snow and red plum. Plus, I got my bees. Yeah, here's my bees. Here's my glittering lights. Okay, we're all good there, but I do need some more glittering lights. Probably could use some more bee rockets. All right, here's my sparklers. We got more sparklers than we'll ever need. All right, moving down to the next shelf. Bottle rockets. Okay, we got 1, 2, and 2 3/4 gross regular bottle rockets. Probably should get another gross or two. We got 1, 2, and 2 1/2 silver fox bottle rockets. Yeah, definitely gonna need another couple grosses of those. Here's 1/2 gross of red hot bottle rockets. 1 dozen moon travelers. And what are these? Oh, these are the large gauge moon travelers. Got those in Wyoming the last time I was passing through Wyoming. And I got those right across from Vitavu National Park. Or is it only a state park? I can't remember. Who knows? Anyway, where are we at here? We're not counting fireworks. We're supposed to be counting fireworks supplies. All right, so what do we got in the way? Move all these firecrackers out of the way. Don't need these fountains. Ooh, I'm down to 1 remaining naughty nebula. So I gotta remember to buy some naughty nebulas. Here's a box of happiness fountains. Only got 4 of those, so, you know, buy a case of those. And let's see, how are we doing on bees? Small bees. Here's the box I got. 10, 20, 21, 22, 23, 4, 5, 6, 26 boxes of bees left in the case of bees that I bought 2 years ago. And that's good. And that's what, 12 in a box? So I got 26 dozen bees. I love bees. Where's my crackle balls, aka glitter bombs, aka dragon eggs? Here they are. Oh, I'm kind of low. I've only got 1 case, which is all of about 72. Now, I use a lot of these glitter bombs. That's just a brand name. In the industry, we call these dragon eggs. And I'm going to need at least 2 boxes of these, so let's just put this down for 4. Here's some more Visco. What's this doing in here? Oh, yeah, this is the Visco I don't like. This is the crappy American Visco that isn't waterproof, even though they think it is. They've shellacked it poorly. Do not buy Canon Fuse when you're trying to find Visco. Okay, where are we at here? Reports. Oh, I have no 7/8 reports at all. So we're going to have to buy at least a couple bricks of those. Here's some 1.5-inch reports. 40/16s. Excellent. My favorite pack. Oh, and I love the beautiful paper. It's got that nice kitty on it. And then I do have this string. Here's a roll of 1,000. No, this is only a 500 roll. Of 1.5s. Okay. I'm going to need a few of those if we're going to do the big super string thingy. But, well, maybe I'll put that off. Alright, let's move over to the big rockets. Where are we with my half pounders? Jeez, I still got way too many of these than I should have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. 7 times 4 is what? 28. I've got 28 half-pound rockets in assorted varieties. What's 28 divided by 4? 7. I've got 7 red crocettes. And these are the half-pound rockets. I've got 7 sizzling green crocettes. 7 crackling gold and 7 new color leaves. The new color leaves ones are actually pretty neat, but if you've never seen a crocette rocket, oh, these are the best. The red crocette is one of my favorites. It's awesome. And a crocette rocket is very interesting. You stick it in the pipe, you light it, it goes whoosh! It shoots up super high into the sky. Remember, these are half pounders. And then it goes poof, and 1 single red star comes out. And that red star just hangs there and burns for a couple seconds, and then it goes crack, and it breaks into 4 red stars that then go flying off to the side in a cross pattern, hence the name Crosset. It's one of my favorite star effects, and it's pretty cool. And I love Crosset rockets because they're just so simple. There's not much to them. Oh, what do we have down here? Oh, yeah, the most dangerous firework in the history of mankind, the Whistling Jupiter. And I just bought these on a whim. I would never, ever use these, but I was feeling crazy, last year or 2 years ago? And I bought this entire case of Whistling Jupiters, and I've still got one dozen, two dozen, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. What is that, 33? Still got 33 Whistling Jupiters. I'm scared to light those. Those are crazy. And what do we got here? 2-inch shells. What do we got here? 1.5-inch shells. Plenty of those. Okay. How are we doing on tubes? Oh, I got plenty of flower pot tubes. Excellent. Mortars. Oh, I'm going to need some 1.5-inch mortars. That's cool. Okay. Good to know. All right. So I need a few things here and there, and I need some supplies. All right. Good to know. Over here, we have the beginnings of my candle project. And what I'm doing is a special project with Roman candles, with some 10-shot Roman candles. And that's going to be interesting. I really should get back to work on those. All right, we got to look into this box real quick. This is not a supplies box. This is a novelty fireworks supply box. Here's some loose rockets, 4-ounce rockets. How am I doing on flashing signals? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. What are these, 6 packs? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, I got 6 packs of the good kind of strobes that I like, which are called by this brand, my favorite brand. Flashing Signal, part number BC213. And it's got a picture of a kitty on it. So you can probably guess what my favorite brand is. And how am I doing on Senko Hanabi? Plenty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 packs here. And I still got the rest of the case over there. So I've got more Senko than I'll ever use. Senko Hanabi, one of the greatest fireworks ever invented. Thank you, Japanese people. And we might have to do a show just about Senko Hanabi by itself. Come down here and light some down in the basement. I do love to light fireworks in the basement. And I'd love to light some fireworks in the basement for you right now, because that's where I am. But I can't because the basement clock says that I'm getting way too close to 2,000 hours. That's right. Our time down here in the basement is up for today, so I guess I'm going to have to go through the regular rigmarole and say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. It airs every day at 19:30 UTC, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and every day right here on Anon Radio. I've been counting fireworks, but I've got to take off. So, you guys do whatever you want to do, and I'm out of here. So, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.